it is you, GD Mobile. KAAUGB Mobile.
This is W8MEL.
N9OKA, N9OKA, this is WB9YPA. N9OKA, N9OKA. Mike, are you around? This is WB9YPA.
WB9YPA, N9OKA. WB9YPA, N9OKA. N9OKA, clear. WB9YPA, N9OKA, out there, Mike? N9YOU, N9OKA.
WB9YPA.
N9OKA.
Hi, Mike.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Man, were you calling for me?
Yeah, I was, Mike.
How's it going, Mike?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I wondered, hey, are you available to time for today that I could drop radio off to you?
Oh, you got it fixed, huh?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
All right. I'll come see you in a little bit.
Hey, give me a call when you get close by, and I'll be listening. I got to get this on my other, on my handheld here. Well, yeah, I'll be sure to listen for you. Okay, that sounds good. All right, I'll give you a call after a bit. Okay, we can do a swap then. You can have your link go back then. Right? Very good. Okay, I'll call you in, a few minutes. All righty then. Maybe we can put some coax in there too. Okay. I might have to wait on that. I'm going to have to bring the antenna down to do that. Okay, sounds good. All right, I'll catch up with you in a bit. WB9YPA clear. N9OKA clear. N9YOU, N9OKA.
Go ahead, Mike, N9YOU.
I might have a problem here. I can't find the box he sent the radio over here in. I'm afraid my son may have thrown it away.
That's all right. It's no big deal. No harm, no foul. It's just a box that I had laying around. That's all. It's no big deal. I'm not going to get mad over it.
We had paperwork in it. I didn't know what all came with it here.
I just sent the radio, the mic, and the manual with it. That's all printout of the manual. So, yeah, it's no big deal.
Okay. Yeah, my son did some housekeeping around here the other day, some house cleaning, and I'm afraid he may have tossed it in the box.
Like I said, it's all right, and I'm not worried about it.
You still have the power cord for your radio?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Good, okay. I have to replace it for you there.
WB9YPA.
WB9YPA, N9OKA.
Mike, I have a little question I have to ask you. Is the radio yours?
Yeah, that's my radio. The Intone is.
No, I mean the Alenco.
No, that belongs to Ron.
Okay, then don't worry about it.
No, Mike, it's mine, actually, Mike, so I told him don't worry about I'm not worried about the cardboard.
When somebody's worried about something, I always ask them, well, is it yours? And then they say no, and then I tell them, well, don't worry about it.
I'd rather keep the Lenco and you have the Anytone.
It's mine until you get it back.
Mercy.
What do they say? Possession is 9/10 of the law?
I've heard that before.
You think you're getting your radio back.
Yeah, see, Mikey will probably have it for a little while so he can have one in his truck, which I don't mind. But, you know, see, I you know, you never know with him, you know, but, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep your radio, Brian. I need one. Yeah, I need to fix mine. I don't have. I'm talking on an HP.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Mike, I'm gonna come over and
probably in a couple minutes. Okay, I'll be watching then. Boy, you're fixing everybody's radio instead of your own, huh?
Yeah, and everybody's broadcast equipment. Yeah, so my radio is definitely at the bottom of the stack. go ahead, Brian.
Go ahead, Brian. If you want to talk, go ahead. I'm kind of had my hands full. I'm peeling some onion for dinner.
Oh, you got that right. Man, okay. Cry me a river, Brian. Go ahead, Mike. Okay, our N9OKA. This is WB9YPA. Hey, I'm pulling up at your place, Mike.
I'm headed for the door.
Well, alrighty then. Okay, see you in a bit. WB9YPA is clear as mud. N9YOU, N9YOU, you, this is WB9YPA, Brian.
You right, N9YOU.
Yeah, hey, I ring, maybe I should plug your radio in. And play with it.
It's up to you.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if I have the pigtail for it, huh? Yeah, I think I have the right connector. Yeah, I think my Kenwood 621, I think, had the same identical connector on it. Maybe I'll try that.
If you want to, go for it.
All right, I'll use it.
Actually, I'm trying to remember. I know I've got, yours, the Niles machine, which I know is not up, Matt's, Dewey's, and then I think I've got like 18 of them in there or something like that. And I've got the Simplex in there, and some going down south too. I'm just trying to remember all what was in there. I know, with everybody else that I program radios, I print everything out for them. Me? No, I don't. Go figure.
Right. Yep, that's like my radio. It's at the bottom of the pile. the to-do pile.
Right.
Yeah, I have to remember. I have to pray for Mike tonight. Yeah, he's not the greatest today. So he gave me yours. We did a swap and I think he'll be happy with that radio now.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, you'll never guess what was wrong.
Part of the connector?
Yes and no. The connector was the jack in on the circuit board, nothing wrong with it. And the plug on the mic, nothing wrong. All it was, and I forgot to tell Mike to scoop that little rubber boot. That little rubber boot back up for the plug of the mic plug. I didn't do that. I scooted all the way down towards the coil part of the coils. But I'm sure he'll keep it. But anyway, yeah, I had the cut. They made when they injection molded the plastic front, the housing of the radio, they goofed. They made that like the shape of it is like in the shape of the connector. So when you push the mic plug in, it locks in. It was locking into the housing, and it never made it. It never would make it into the connector.
Oh, okay, all righty.
So I'm like, why did they do that? So I took my knife and I cut all that out of there, and then took a file, cleaned it up, and now you can't even tell that it was modified.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Hope I'm glad it's working for him.
I left it plugged in overnight on the power supply on the bench, and burned it in overnight. And then the LED, that was a weird thing. I was going to have to order a new LED for it, but I didn't. When I unsoldered the LED that didn't light up, I soldered it back into the circuit board, and it worked.
Go figure, right?
I don't know if it was the LED or just a poor solder connection. I don't know what to make of it, you know, but after soldering it back in, it worked. The transmit light works now.
Yeah, it definitely kind of sounds like the, it just wasn't soldered in good enough. And on YOU.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's all that matters is it's working. So, and I'm over here downtown La Porte. I'm going to go over to that restaurant there on the west end, and I think I'm going to indulge in something there.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, I'll go ahead and plug the Elenco. I'll plug the Elenco in, and I'll have some fun with that.
Yeah, might as well. Because I know you don't have one right now, so might as well use it.
Okay, cool, thanks. All right. Yeah, those aren't bad radios. You know, that radio, it looks identical to Mike's radio, except for the front panel buttons. If you look at the cover and everything, everything is identical. So the only thing I can figure is the same company that makes the Elenco is making that Anyphone.
Yeah, that's the way it kind of looks, but now, I don't know if you've seen the new Elenco 220s, but they don't even look like the one that you've got right there. It's definitely different.
That is that Chinese unit. Of course, but the Elenco radio you have, that we used to think was a Japanese-made radio, I'm pretty sure was a Chinese-made radio, the way it looks.
Oh, all righty.
Yeah, and the new one, I saw the new one. I thought about owning one of those, but I decided, I'll just wait until Kenwood gets that tri-band radio ready to go.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, I think hopefully by November they'll be ready. It'll be on the it'll be the sales counter.
Yeah, because I haven't heard yet of when it's actually going to release it.
Some chow, and I'll catch up with you later on, Brian. Thanks. N9YOU. This is WB9YK. Clear. Back to crying your river. Cutting your onions up. Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, I'm already done with that. They're in the skillet. But, all right, yep. We'll talk to you here in a little while. WB9YPA, 9YOU.
WB9YPA mobile.
And you have a good dinner? N9YOU.
Yeah, too much of a good thing. Yeah, that was a good dinner. It was mostaccioli.
Nice.
Two pieces of garlic bread, and let me tell you, I am done.
Nah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's not a shabby restaurant. I couldn't believe the cost after I got out of there. Of course, I don't want to make a commercial out of it here, but man, I can't believe how cheap it was.
Yeah, which one did you go to?
I went to Albany's, or Albano's, or not Albany's. What? Oh, boy.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I haven't been to that one, because I've been around the clock and I think a couple others around there. But I haven't been to that one.
Oh, yeah, I've been around the clock, too. But, yeah, that's pretty good. I don't think they open till like, 4 o'clock, I think, something like that. Yeah, I don't think they open till, like, maybe 4 p.m. or something like that.
All righty. Well, that's not bad. Kind of like Maxi Barn.
Maxi Barn? That place burnt down.
Well, building's still there. I don't know if they're, from what I've heard, they're going to remodel. But, fish here?
You mean they're going to rebuild it?
Well, I don't know how much damage was done inside, because the building's still there. I just don't know how much damage was inside.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I know it. Well, that'll be nice if it comes back.
Yeah, it would. Like I said, that's the last I heard, but that was months ago.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard hide nor hair of anything with Maxi Barn. Yeah, that was some good chow. I used to like eating that mahi-mahi.
Yeah, well, I haven't had it over there.
That's your fault.
I know.
N9YOU, this is WB9YPA, LaPorte, Mobile, UNIP.
Alrighty, WB9YPA and 9YOU. I'm on the AC.
You're using an HP? Oh, you're coming in through... are you going in on 220?
Yeah, that I am. Going
first. I didn't know if it was linked up or not. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, because I know, the reset beep is different on the 2 meter site. Yeah, I'm going in on 2 meters.
Yep, I know. I heard the tone.
Yeah, you can tell my controller does that. It didn't used to, but I added some code, so you could tell if it was a local or remote.
Okie dokie.
So what are you doing tonight? Are you going to get your FT8 hooked up tonight?
Now, probably not. I got a couple things I'm doing here, and dealing with trash and recycle and all that good stuff.
Excuse me. Oh, boy. I should come over and give you a hand. I gotta work off some of this food.
Yeah, I've also been waiting patiently, which I kind of not looking like I'm going to be able to, but try to make a contact with Japan on 10. But it's just been a pile up with that guy, so I probably won't be able to tonight. I've got Japan before, but I haven't heard it coming in somewhat decent as it is right now.
Yeah, that's right. It's maybe a bit too late for that. Let's see if you can try, it's too bad you don't, you work through that time. Try Saturday and Sunday around 1 o'clock in the afternoon or somewhere in there, afternoon hours. And you should be able to snag a JA1 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's still on there. It's just he's still got a pileup going. So it's, afternoon there, I believe. So, oh, well. I'll see if they get the stuff done. If people there, I'll try and get them. If not, yeah, they're got another kind.
Oh, are you talking sideband or digital?
I'm talking sideband.
Oh, I should switch my antenna out. I didn't think 10 meters was doing much right now.
Yeah, well, as you know, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. This is one of the times it does.
Man, I should swap out my antenna and see if I could operate a mobile.
Yeah, who knows how long, you know how 10 is. You never know how long it'll last.
Yeah, is there a bunch of other traffic on there right now too, on other frequencies? That's about the only thing that's on the band.
Well, I'm hearing somebody faintly at 28405. And it might be about it. Yeah, it might be about it, unfortunately, but, go figure.
Maybe I should try 17 meters and see what's going on there. I'll bet there's stuff going on there right now.
I only hear digital on 17.
That's it, huh? Okay, so they rolled the sidewalks up on 17. Okay. WB9 White A.
Yeah, you still got your 40 whip on there?
I do, yes.
Well, there's definitely activity on 40, definitely. No, but, yeah, there's quite a bit on there.
There's quite a bit on 7200.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
That is one frequency I avoid at all costs.
Yeah, no, I do too.
I don't know, you'd have to have your head examined to want to be there. That's awful, the stuff that you hear on there is just, it'll curl your inner ear.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous.
FCC did go after one of the... He went after a guy that was out of Florida, I guess, and they cited him for talking to himself, holding a, they called it a one-way conversation, but it really wasn't even that. It was, basically that was, just on their blabbing. Or whatever, playing those recordings and stuff like they do on there. And they cited them for that because they can't go after these guys for, for cussing and swearing as long as they're in a CUSO with somebody because it's their First Amendment right to use horrible language.
Yeah, I know. I saw the YouTube on that. One of the YouTubers I watched, he was talking about that. Hey, I got to let you go. I got a landline. I'll talk to you here in a little bit. WB9YPA 9YOU 73.
WB9YPA Mojo is clear.
N9YOU, this is